In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Holy Spirit, come upon us in a wonderful way, that your word, Jesus, would change our lives, that your love, Jesus, would change our lives. I want to say, you know, when people start walking with God, that's a wonderful thing. But everyone who starts the race doesn't finish it. That's just real. Everyone who starts the race of faith doesn't finish it. Maybe you're one of the people that fell aside and you don't know anymore and you're wondering and God's not real anymore. Get back in the race. Start giving your life to Jesus. Give everything to Jesus and just tell him, I give you my life, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I want to finish the race. I want to finish the race. St. Paul tells us to be sturdy in this because it's difficult. It's difficult to finish the race. Even he said, pray for me that I wouldn't be a castaway, that I can finish the race, finish the race. So I'm telling you today, I'm talking to you who've fallen aside and get back in the race. Get back in the race and take it by grace. Get back in the race and take it by grace. It's by grace we are saved through faith. By grace we are saved through faith. Hallelujah. That is real. So if you're one of the people that have fallen away, it's time to take that grace and get back in the race. Get back in the race. I'm looking at the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, and I'll tell you what was happening. In the northern kingdom, Ahab the king had married a wench called Jezebel, and Jezebel brought in all the gods of the Phoenicians. And the Lord was very upset with this, that his people were worshiping false gods, and that it came right from the house of the king, the northern kingdom. And that's where we begin with 1 Kings 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, Ahab's the king, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be any rain these days, but according to my word. It ain't going to rain no more, no more. Ain't going to rain no more until Elijah says so. I tell you, God gives that kind of power to people, that kind of power to people. And I'm telling you, this: when we speak the word of God, that power comes out. When we speak the word of God, be healed in the name of Jesus through the power of the blood. I tell you, it begins to touch heaven, and God heals the sick. Now, I know he doesn't heal everybody, but I do know he does heal the sick. I've seen it. I've known it. It ain't going to rain no more, no more, Elijah said, until I say so. I told you the story many years ago about Monsignor Walsh's friend who was a missionary. And, you know, he didn't have the right papers to fly out of the certain place. And what happened is that he was seated, and they emptied the plane, and because the plane wouldn't start. And the priest said, this plane is going nowhere until you say I can go to the place where I'm going, because I'm going to the missions. They all thought he was nuts. You know, he's going to speak the word and the plane's not going to go. So they called the mechanics, and they were looking at the plane, and they were wondering why it wasn't going. It wasn't going, and the priest said, I told you, this plane is going no place until you let me on, because I have to go to the missions. Well, they kept on trying, and the people were getting upset, and, you know, the plane isn't moving. Anyway, once they put the priest in, he says, now the plague will start. And the plague started. And yet I tell you, Elijah said, it ain't going to rain no more until I say so. And that's the word of the Lord. And he said that because they were worshiping false gods. They were worshiping the gods of the Phoenicians. Also, I tell you that story that you probably have heard 20 times, but I'm going to say it 21 because it's faith. I was going to one of the houses to visit somebody in Winthrop, and I was on the streets that go in a circle, and I was looking for the certain number, and I couldn't find the certain number. And so I'm going round and round and round. If you know Winthrop, you know what I'm talking about. And there was a man sitting on the step, and I asked him, I said, I'm looking for, I'll say, 141 Circuit Road. And he said, go in the house and ask my wife. I said, that's crazy. Why can't he tell me? So I go in the house, and when I go in the house, the woman starts screaming, what are you doing here? I says, I'm looking for 141 Circuit Road. And she said, you see the baby in my arms with the beautiful red hair? I said, yes. She said, the parents of this child want to take, the woman wants it back, but she's a drug addict, and we want this child. We want this child. I said to her, with the knowledge of the Word of God, I said, this child is yours. I came looking for a certain address. I couldn't find the address. I come in, and you say you need to have papers passed on this. I said, you believe that this child is yours, I said, because no one else is getting him. I said, the man of God came in to you today, wasn't looking for you, and you weren't looking for him, but God sent me here. This baby is yours, and I pray that I could baptize him. Well, you know what? It happened just the way it happened. You know, when we speak the word of God, you know, God does great things when we speak the word of God. Now, I knew that I wasn't looking for this lady. And when the man said, go in the house, I said, this is crazy. But I followed like an obedient child, and they kept that child. That child probably now is maybe 15, 16 years old. Isn't that amazing that God knows how to do the great things? And I did baptize that child. So, Elijah said it's not going to rain. Why? Because in the northern kingdom, they were worshiping the Phoenician gods, and the Lord was upset. And the word of the Lord came unto Elijah, saying, go and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan River, the brook Cherith. Well, I'm going to tell you, he can stay in that brook, but I'm going to tell you that it ain't going to rain no more, and that brook is going to dry up. And it shall be that thou shalt drink from the brook, and I have commanded ravens to feed thee there. Feed thee there. Well, you know what? A raven is a scavenger. And, you know, we think that there was a T-bone steak that was brought to the prophet. He got the leftovers that were thrown away. But yet he ate them, and he drank from the brook Cherith. And it shall be that thou shalt drink from the brook that I have commanded ravens to feed thee there. And he went and did accordingly unto the word of the Lord. And he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before the Jordan River. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. So even Elijah is suffering now. No rain in the land, no water from the brook. What's your next plan, God? You know what I'm saying? What's your plan now, Lord? After he's done one thing, he's got to do another thing. And Elijah had to wait for the word of God to come to him. You know, and he's saying, you know, I'm very thirsty, and the brook has run dry. And then the word of God says, verse 8, the word of the Lord came unto Elijah. Now, we don't know if that word came immediately or he had to go thirsty for a while. We don't know that. But I know God. He works at the 11th hour, the 59th minute, and the 59th second. That Elijah was called to have faith. He said, you know, it ain't going to rain no more, but by my word. And, you know, he suffered for it too. So what does God say now? Get you to Zarephath, that's pagan area, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Oh my, a widow woman who is a paganess. You know, Jesus talked about the very same woman, you know, when they said, you know, do a miracle here, and he wouldn't miracle do the miracle because they had no faith. He said that Elijah spoke to the woman at Zarephath, and Elijah heals Naaman the Syrian, both pagans. They wanted to throw him over the ridge of the mountain, but the Lord was with Jesus, and Jesus is the Lord, and today he just walked through the crowd. I'm going to have a woman from Zarephath feed you, and it's all going to work in faith. You see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's not going to be that this woman is the millionaires in Zarephath. This woman only has a little. And the word of God says, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. The Lord told him, I'm going to have a widow woman feed you, and you can stay at her house. And the word of God came, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a cake. I only have a handful of flour in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. You see, God knows that he pushes us to believe. You know, the law of hospitality said that he had to be fed. She doesn't even know that he's a man of God yet. And so she has to go do this. And she knows in the natural that after she gives the man of God what he needs, what will happen, she and her son will die because she has no more flour and no more oil. And Elijah said unto her, don't be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but make me a little cake first and bring it to me. And after that, go to your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, he's speaking the word, the barrel of flour shall not waste, neither that the Lord the cruse of oil shall not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. In other words, it's going to be multiplied. I believe in multiplication. God multiplies. He never divides. But the woman had to have faith to bring this cake to Elijah. And what would happen would be that this flour would not run out and this oil would not run out. You say, that sounds crazy. No, it doesn't sound crazy. She had to believe in faith that if she fed this man, that she would have enough for her son and for her. And she not only had enough, but she had enough that would count until the rains came. This is a miracle. Jesus, our Lord, blessed the fish, blessed the loaves, and it was multiplied, and they ate of the fish and the loaves. I tell you, multiplication happens when we keep on giving from our lack. You know, people say, I cannot afford to tithe. And I say, I cannot afford not to tithe, because God takes care of me, even if I have a little, and I tie that, God takes care of me. It's all about faith, you know? It's about faith, and people don't want to live by faith. We want to live by, and Cecil B. DeMille, that the water is already, the waves are opened up, and we can walk through. And it takes faith to have those waves open up. It takes faith to give 10% to the Lord. It takes faith, and people don't want to have faith. They want to have sight. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. And the oil will not fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke unto Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was very bad, and there was no breath left in him. He was dead. He was dead. And the woman said unto Elijah, what have I to do with you, O thou man of God? Are you come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? She knew she was a sinner. I don't know what sin she committed, but she, as a paganist, knew she was a sinner. And she's saying, you know, what I sow is what I reap. And you, O man of God, are you come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to kill my son? And Elijah said unto her, give me your son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft where he abode. Isn't this something? The loft where he abode. He's a man of God. The Holy Spirit is around him. The Holy Spirit is on him. So he takes him to his own bed. That spirit has penetrated the bed. I'm telling you, the walls of Holy Rosary are completely filled with the presence of God because people pray. People pray and they say, this church is different. Why? You know, it's like Elijah's bed because the presence of God has come upon people and God knows how to do it. So Elijah didn't take the child to any bed, but to his bed. That's very important. That's very important. There was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with you, O man of God? Are you come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and slay my son? And he said unto the woman, give me your son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? He's blaming God. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he was revived. Listen to the response of the woman. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, your son lives. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth. You know, she doubted even after she saw the oil and even after she saw the flour multiply. Now, this dead child comes back to life and she says, I know you're a man of God. I'm telling you, men and women of God do mighty things because of grace, because of grace. We see people like Billy Graham. Billy Graham was a great evangelist, God has used him to convert so many people by grace. We see Philip Neri, another one who preached the word of God, and he had so much of the Holy Spirit one day on Pentecost that he said, "Stop, Lord, I'm going to die. There's so much of your presence." How God uses men and women to make them men of God. Then there's Vincent Ferrer that I've been talking about, who did thousands of miracles, and everyone knew he was a man of God. We need to say it goes with being a man, a woman of God, by doing these things. Jesus said, when you enter a town, let there be peace, and you call peace upon this house, and go and heal the sick. I tell you, men of God and women of God, heal the sick. You might say, how do you know? Because I've seen Sister Miriam pray with people, and they were healed. And we've prayed with people. The first one I remember was I said, someone is being healed of a mastoid. Now, I didn't even know what a mastoid was. I knew it had something to do with the ear. And I said, someone's being healed of a mastoid. And this woman called me up. This is many, many, many years ago. And she said, last night, my ear, the mastoid broke after I left the service, and I'm completely healed. Let me tell you, but remember what Jesus said when the people said, you know, we did this miracle and that miracle and the other miracle. He says, I don't know you. Oh, Lord, I don't want to do miracles. And you say, I don't know you. I want to know you. I want to surrender my life to you. I do surrender my life to you. I don't want to be one of the people that you say, I don't know you. I don't know you. That scares me. Please, Lord, I want to do signs and wonders only to bring people to you and to heal people. But God, know me. Let me know you. Let me be one of your faithful ones. Let me be like Elijah. Let me be like the woman who in faith gave him the flour and the oil and baked a little cake. Let me be like Elijah that heals the sick and even raises the dead. But that's all through grace. It has nothing to do with me or works. It's the grace of God. Elijah functioned in the grace of God. Anyone who is a man of God or a woman of God functions in the grace of God. We do not function on our power. We do not function with man power. We function with Holy Ghost power, Holy Spirit power that is led by grace. And I tell you, grace is what we need. The grace to continue to walk with Jesus, even when we have a little flour and a little oil left. God is into multiplying food. I tell you that we were looking for a truck one week because we had not a truck to bring the food to the poor out in the street. So what happened, you know, we're saying, we don't know how we're going to get there. And in time, someone came and said, I want to go with you to help the poor and to feed the poor. Guess what? They had a truck. We didn't have a truck. God brought the truck to us. That's just real. That's just real. We didn't know how we were going to transport the food. But you know what? God brought the truck. God is still in the multiplying business. God is still into hearing prayer and answering prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Pour out your Spirit into our hearts that we may know the hope of salvation, that we may know what it means to be saved, that we may know what it means to be a child of God. Father, pour out your love and your presence upon your people, especially those who are tired and weary. Oh, Lord, energize your people with the grace of God. Energize your people with the presence of God. Energize your people with the Holy Spirit. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. The word of God cuts. The word of God heals. The word of God is the word of God. And the man of God speaks the word of God, let me tell you. The woman of God speaks the word of God. I want to invite you to our Holy Spirit school that we are having between Sunday night and Saturday afternoon. Sunday night, it starts at 7 o'clock. You're welcome to come. You're welcome to be with us. This is the first night, is Sunday night, and you're welcome to come and join us. And if you can't make it Sunday, you can come Monday night. If you can't make it Monday, you can come Tuesday night. If you can't make it Tuesday, you may come Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? You can come any time that you have made time for the Lord. This is all the Lord's doing. We can't do anything without Jesus doing something. So we are at 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Massachusetts. 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Massachusetts. The School of the Holy Spirit will start Sunday night, the 14th of July. I also need to hear from people because we were $5,000 in debt last month. Please help us. Please, if you are encouraged by talks like these, I ask you to help us. You've never helped us. Please help us in the name of Jesus. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.